This is a Power 98.7 podcast. Now we're talking. Subscribe to Power 98.7 podcasts in iTunes or wherever you get your podcasts. There's more on power987.co.za. Tweet Nolutando at Nolu_MM and hashtag Power Business.
18:38 on Power Business, and in our next conversation we'll be joined by AdCorp in a bit. We're just reaching the CEO there now. If you had missed these news, very important news to come out, I think, over the weekend, it was that Telkom might finally get the deal that we've all been anticipating. There's reports that the PIC is backing the former CEO Sipho Maseko's investment vehicle called the Afri Fund to come in with a Mauritius-based company Axian Telecoms to buy about a 50% stake in the mobile operator. The government still owns 40.5% of Telkom, and the PIC already owns about 15.13% of it. And so it would be very interesting to see what a cash injection will do for the likes of Telkom. Now, we know that Sipho Maseko knows the company. He was at the helm of it for a very long time, I think only stepping aside last year. And so it is very possible that he has a very good strategy, knowing the business in and out and turning it around. We all want Telkom to do well. We all want Telkom to survive because, first of all, it's a huge employer within South Africa, but also so much of our infrastructure, our telecoms infrastructure belongs to them. So it will be interesting to see how this one does play itself out, mainly because we also know that the competition in the telecom sector is becoming very intense. There's a lot of consolidation throughout the world. It's not only in South Africa where we're seeing big companies buy small companies and big companies merging everywhere. In most markets, it's actually very common for there to only be two or three major operators, not as many as we were heading towards. We're heading to about six operators at some point. So we have seen Vodacom and MTN continue to dominate the market, but the ability for Telkom to survive also remains something that we're all keen on seeing. Also, government still having a stake there, the PIC having a stake there. So it'll be interesting to see how this one plays out. We'll certainly be keeping you posted on that one. Another interesting one here was the issue with Steinhoff. Steinhoff creditors have come out to say that they're not backing the deal that was really going to see them take over 80% of the company and only leave shareholders with 20. It really is one of those deals that is going to sour because so many people have lost so much to date with Steinhoff, and everybody's just trying to make sure that they can still get a lion's share of what Steinhoff owns to them. So another developing story here. Still the most disappointing thing about Steinhoff from a South African perspective is there's been no arrests. We don't even know where we are in terms of getting accountability for what happened with the Steinhoff saga. It is a very disappointing aspect of how justice system has worked here and how it looks like for now, at least for what we know, Marcus Huerta and anybody who enabled him got away with it. Very interesting one. We'll be watching that one too. Now it is 18:40 and I am joined on the line by Dr. John Wenzel, the AdCorp Holdings CEO, to speak to us about the latest set of numbers there that saw group revenue from continuing operations rise 6.5% to 11.3 billion rand. John, good evening. Thank you for your time.
Good evening.
John, maybe we can start off by talking about revenue growth and what makes up that line item.
Thanks. The revenue growth this year, and it's the first time in half a decade that we've posted year-on-year revenue growth of 6.5%. And as you pointed out, we've gone just above 12 billion. It is a tale of two halves, though, unfortunately. Mm-hmm. So you will see that we saw fantastic growth in Australia, and that is a consequence of the Australian market expanding and a significant demand for especially blue-collar labor there and a shortage of supply. In South Africa, unfortunately, we didn't see the same situation. And in South Africa, whilst we've stabilized the business, the operations and the South African operations have been affected by, many of the factors that we're familiar with. Load shedding, high interest rates, low economic growth and so forth. So South Africa's been a lot tougher. We have seen patches of good growth in South Africa, blue-collar contingent, white-collar contingent, mm-hmm. but there have been other parts of the business that that has not done as well. So it's a bit of a mixed bag for us at AdCorp.
Yeah, John, there have also been some impairments incurred over the period. Maybe you can talk to us about that and also the decision to place All About Expert Australia into voluntary administration.
Thanks. So the decision around the impairment was associated with our Paracon business. And when one looks at the forward look for South Africa, especially with rising interest rates, the weighted average cost of capital has gone up. And necessarily with the situation in South Africa, our optimism from a forecast perspective has diminished, and consequently, those two things together brought us to the view that we had to take an impairment charge on Paracon. The All About Expert business, we did flag at H1 that we had incurred significant losses on that business. That was actually a small business in the Adcorp portfolio. It's less than 2% of the turnover. However, historic decisions made have come, unfortunately, back to bite us, and we had significant contract losses there. There was some bad management. So at H1, we advised the market that we were going to embark on a process of disposing because the asset was no longer core. Sadly, we weren't able to dispose of the asset. And in December last year, we advised it was going into administration, and that has hurt our total earnings. And if you look at our continuing operations, the earnings per share there went up from 99.7 cents to about 148 cents. So on continuing operations, which I think most investors would look at, there we've had a good news story. Unfortunately, All About Expert, the total losses that we've booked there has hurt the business. But painful as it is, we're comfortable that we fully dealt with it. And whilst we had to impair the debtors book by about 50 million, anything that we recover, and we think there's recoverability in that debtors book, that will come back as profits. But thankfully, All About Expert is now out of the system. But yeah, it has hurt us this year from a total earnings perspective.
John, I imagine that the company isn't capital intensive, but maybe you can talk to us about the balance sheet and how that is faring right now. It is a time when money has become very expensive.
Yeah, it's one of the things we focused on in the last 2 years, which is strong working capital management and a strong focus on cash collection. And you will see our DSOs went down from 38 to 36 days. I don't think that's sustainable long term because we've seen pressure from clients around payment terms. But certainly cash, our view as a service business, and as you point out, you know, we're not capital intensive. Cash is king. And we've done a really good job from cash collection perspective. A couple of years ago, we had huge problems with debt. I'm very glad that we've resolved that. So the balance sheet is actually quite strong. And I think having a strong balance sheet with not a huge amount of debt in a high interest rate cycle is advantageous and gives us a cushion going forward against any unexpected setbacks. And it also gives us the opportunity to potentially look at acquisitions if we find the right asset at the right price. And it's been 2 years of hard work, but we're very proud of what we've been able to do with the balance sheet and working capital management.
And then I must also ask you, you know, some of the unique insights, John, that you might have right now. I'm wondering from your perspective, you know, operating in South Africa and Australia, and what we often see is many South African workers trying to go work in Australia. Have you seen this trend, a skills exodus of sorts?
Sadly, we have. And the skills exodus has been exacerbated over the last year as a consequence of the many challenges we face. Australia is unique. They've got a shortage of 500,000 workers, mostly in the blue-collar sector. So we do get inquiries from people saying, well, you know, can I relocate to Australia? It's not that easy. But I think there are certain sectors, and nursing and healthcare workers is one of those, where there's a global shortage of them. So we are seeing, for example, nurses not only going to Australia and New Zealand, but also to the United Kingdom. And then also skilled people from a technical perspective, where there's a global demand for them. These are easily transferable skills. And whilst there are South Africans coming back, sadly, the net migration, we believe, has increased over the last year.
Sure. Yeah, a very, very concerning trend we are seeing there. John, before I let you go, let's talk about the outlook for the company, maybe in the short to medium term. And what are you scanning the environment for, just in terms of risk, considering where also, you know, the macroeconomic environment is globally?
Yeah, so for us as a group, we're optimistic about Australia. We think the growth will continue there, and we think our business will continue to perform well there. We sadly are not as optimistic about South Africa. We expect load shedding to worsen over winter. We expect high interest rates and high inflation to persist and low economic growth to persist. And consequently, we don't expect that this in South Africa this year will be better than last year. Companies like ours do well when the economy is expanding. And sadly, the economy is not expanding. So we are relatively pessimistic about the rest of the year. Mm-hmm. But it very much depends on government action to deal with the issues of load shedding.
Well, we're all crossing fingers that we'll get a resolution there in due time. John, thank you for your time this evening.
Thanks, Fifi.
That was Dr. John Wenzel speaking to us about Adcorp Holdings' latest numbers there, really emphasizing that South Africa's bleak in terms of the outlook, but Australia a little bit more promising. 1847, let's see what's happening on the roads with Refulwe Matsila.
You've been listening to a Power 98.7 podcast. For more podcasts, visit power987.co.za or subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.